Random House Audio presents Dark Pools, High-Speed Traders, AI Bandits, and the Threat to the Global Financial System by Scott Patterson. Read for you by Byron Wagner. Had there been full disclosure of what was being done in furtherance of these schemes, they could not long have survived the fierce light of publicity and criticism. Legal chicanery and pitch darkness were the bankers' stoutest allies. Ferdinand Pecora. Prologue. Light Pool. Loudspeakers boomed Eminem's hit single, Without Me, as Dan Matheson stepped onto a low-slung dais in the glitter room of Miami Beach's exclusive Fontainebleau Hotel. Greeting Matheson, the applause of hundreds of hedge fund managers, electronic traders, and computer programmers, the driving force behind a digital revolution that had radically transformed the United States stock market. They had descended on the Fontainebleau for the annual Credit Suisse Equity Trading Forum to rub elbows, play golf, swap rumors, and bask in the faded glory of the hotel where stars such as Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and Marlene Dietrich had once sipped cocktails and lounged in private poolside cabanas. Smartly clad in a light blue cotton shirt and charcoal gray suit, sans tie, a soft pink Credit Suisse logo illuminated on the wall behind him, Matheson was pumped. He loved the Miami Beach Conference. Over the years, it had become the Woodstock of electronic trading. Closed to the press, the March 10, 2011 gathering was a private congress of wealthy market wonks who'd created a fantastic Blade Runner trading world few outsiders could imagine. A world